Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, if you've caught any of the prior shows, you know we've been out and about, headed east from Texas. I'm based out of DFW, normally Dallas-Fort Worth, but we made it to the East Coast, got to see some long-missed extended family, and well, now we've begun our trek onward, downward, back westward, and right now I'm in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We weren't sure where we're going to go exactly. That's the fun of the RV. Don't know where we'll wind up. Well, here's where we wound up a few days ago, looking out on the Great Smoky Mountains. The national park is literally 2 feet behind me. If I exit my RV and hook a right, climb over a stone wall, there I am. It's beautiful. So we're out and about hitting the nation, as it were. And I want to remind you that if you've been listening for a while, you know that Lifestyles Unlimited has grown considerably, especially in the recent years. And we are, in fact, national in scope. And as somebody personally, primarily single-family investor that is shifting into multifamily now, passive, I've seen a lot of offerings outside of Texas, places near where I am now in Tennessee, Louisiana, Ohio, Indiana recently, and of course, Georgia. Georgia's a great market. And hey, since I am in the Southeast, I tracked down a great guest for you today that is from this broader area. Now, he's not in Tennessee. He's in fact in Atlanta, Georgia. We are joined today by Kevin, and he's going to tell us about his journey with Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm a lead investor. We'll hear what that is and what he's done. Hear about the Atlanta market in particular. I think you're going to want to hear that if you're interested in getting outside of those Texas borders or wherever you sit. And a couple other good points of view and points of interest for you. So, hey, without further ado, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Andy. It's a real pleasure to be here. And I love talking about real estate investing, particularly in Atlanta. And so just very thankful to have the opportunity to talk with you and the guest today.
Absolutely. And, you know, and my show primarily broadcasts live in Texas, but we have a lot of Texas investors, especially that are part of the Lifestyles membership base that are now looking farther afield. And so I welcome this opportunity to help educate those and help educate the newer non-investor that's thinking about getting on board as to maybe your progression and why Atlanta, why Georgia is a good market. So we'll certainly hear about that. Why don't you kick us off and just tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, your background, and what brought you to Lifestyles Unlimited, of all places, from Georgia?
Sure. Well, I'm Kevin Saunders. I'm a lead investor focused in Atlanta, Georgia. I've been an LU member since 2018, so that's 3+ years. On a personal level, I'm married to my wife, Marion, for 36 years. Marion's a retired physical therapist, and she's a full-time co-lead with me here in Atlanta. I'm kind of a bean counter, MBA, CPA from Indiana University. I'm still working in corporate America at a bank, commercial lending, and hope to be out of that soon, following the LU model. 2 grown children, Amy and Laura. Amy, she works full-time with us in the real estate investing, and she has a background in capital markets. My other daughter, Laura, she's a full-time mom. She's got a degree in nursing, and we have 2 grandchildren. Emma is 2, and then Abigail was only with us for 26 weeks, but great family, great support system, and a very, very blessed man.
So you mentioned that your daughter is involved with the business as well, Amy, right?
Right. We kind of embraced this family legacy that's kind of, you know, taught by one of the mentors, Curtis Haynes, and that's just evolved into part of our story. It's just a pleasant surprise and a great side benefit of what we've been doing.
And we may touch on that a little bit when we get maybe in the second, third segment, we start talking about some of the investments you've led, how that family interplay comes together there. But I think you're going to tell us a little bit about, because I am curious, you're in Atlanta. I know when I'm broadcasting, it's in Texas. Now, Dell, he's national in scope. Dell Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. How is that how you found the program? How did you become involved with Lifestyles?
Yeah, I actually stumbled across it listening to my AM radio on my commute home each night from 5 to 6. Dell was on the radio, and so during my commute home each day, I was listening to Dell. And at first, I didn't quite know how to take it, but I just kept listening, and then the message really resonated with me. I was a typical corporate guy. I'm in my 50s. I got lousy job prospects, a modest 401k. And despite being a hard worker, lifelong saver, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, I was really anxious about the financial future. I had, over my lifetime, I'd seen the stock market crashes and watched your savings kind of get wiped out. So despite all of this, you know, I was still following that same map. And I had little confidence I had enough money to retire or that it would last. And so Dell's message just intrigued me. So I went to the 2-day. The light bulb went on. I'm following the wrong map.
Real quick there, just for the listener, the 2-day, what Kevin's talking about is it's part of our financial freedom program, which is an entry level where you can explore single family, multifamily, what is right for me. And the 2-day, it's a seminar that's held pretty much ongoing. You can go as many times as you want. But over those 2 days, on day one, you get into 8 hours around single family. That's the big focus there. And day two is focused on teaching you about all the ins and outs, everything you need to know about multifamily investing. So that's the 2-day you went to. Was that in Georgia? Where did you go to that, Kevin?
It was in Atlanta.
Okay.
And then my daughter spent some time in Atlanta, sometimes in New Jersey. She took it online as well. And I've been multiple times, as you said. You can go as many times as you want. And, you know, continual learning kind of mentality. You always pick up something or get to meet new people, et cetera. It's a really good way to spend a weekend.
Yeah, and it's good to go back because I think as you grow as an investor, as you change your perspectives, you always take away something new. You have a new vantage point as you hear the material, and the material changes as the markets change as well. So, hey, we're going to head into a real quick break. I want to finish hearing about Kevin's journey through Lifestyles Unlimited, and let's get into a little bit of that Atlanta market review. So stay tuned.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I'm joined today by Kevin from Atlanta, Georgia. He is a lead investor. You might have heard that term in the first segment. I want to explain what that is. Well, that's a term we use at Lifestyles Unlimited. We call the investors that are putting the deal together, commonly known as syndicators in the broader non-lifestyles real estate investor market. We call those leads. And Kevin is a lead investor from Atlanta, Georgia. We'll hear about a couple of his deals that he's put together as a lead later in the show. I want to wrap up the conversation, Kevin, about your journey. We just gotten to the point where you'd gone to the 2-day. You'd heard Dell on the radio. Dell Walmsley is the founder of Lifestyles Unlimited. And if you want to catch any of his programs, he's national in scope. And his shows are archived to our website as well as this show. That's going to, if you want to check those out, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, click on the radio tab, and you can listen live there as well. But that's how Kevin found Lifestyles Unlimited, went to the 2-day, which was in Georgia. Okay, so I know we've started rolling those out broader, Kevin, as you mentioned. And your daughter, you said, went online. I guess a side effect of the pandemic, all of our education has shifted fully online, and everything we do you can really access online. So for the listener, if you're interested in learning more, again, go to that website, lifestylesunlimited.com, but you can do the 2-day fully online. You don't have to be present, so very easy from the comfort of your home. Now, Kevin, back to your progression. You went to the 2-day. While you were at the 2-day, it's very interesting. I can remember I joined back in 2012. We went in March of 2012 and had no background in real estate investing, and as we sat through day 1 on single family, and then again day 2 on multifamily, the light bulbs were just blowing up above my head and my wife's head. For you and your wife, when you went, what were your aha moments during that seminar?
It's similar in terms of we were intrigued enough to go, and so we were anxious to hear what Dell had to say, or presenter. And so first day with single family, and you see that, hey, this is a different model. This is going to work. And so after day 1, I was going to be I'm all charged up, all fired up. I'm following a map that I like, and I was going to be a single family superstar. So I came back to day 2, and then I go, oh, this is even better. Multifamily for me was a better path forward. I was a little further along. I had a little bit more money to work with, et cetera. And the math works pretty much the same. It may be a little bit better on the multifamily side. And then, so I did the 2-day, was convinced to go multifamily, jumped into my training right afterwards. And then the more I learned, the more I discovered, oh, I think what I'd really like to do is be a lead and do the family legacy. Now, that's all laid out in the training. It kind of unfolded over a series of time. But, you know, once the light bulb went on, I just saw one path I liked, then I found a path I liked even better, and then finally a path that I finally settled on. But it's the education, the mentoring, you know, the full lifestyles experience that just helps you form your strategy. There's multiple paths you can take, you know, passive or lead, et cetera, single family, multifamily. But, you know, you get a good exposure to all of it, and then you just kind of pick the one that's right for you. But the main thing was, to me, it gave me a path for financial freedom and then the opportunity for the family legacy. So it's like, boom, I was in.
Yeah, legacy is a huge piece. And I know you and your wife were at the recent Wealth and Passive Income Expo in Irving. And I didn't have the opportunity to talk with you guys, but I know my wife did, and she connected us. That's always a big part of the expo, is that legacy component. And I know you mentioned Curtis Haynes. He does some great presentations on how to create that legacy, manage it, and so on. So I think I heard in there you said you were all on board on single family. I got on board on single family. I stuck around for 9 years, right? But you said day 2, multifamily. Was it just the economies of scale? Was that the big push in the multifamily direction, or what was the big shove there?
It was the ability to scale in terms of, I mean, the single family returns are really impressive, but I figured for me to cover my income, et cetera, I'd have to do a lot of them, you know, 30 or 40 or something like that. You know, the rough math that I worked out with, where you could kind of get that scale right off the bat, you know, with multifamily.
Very valid point. Scale in terms of income, scale in terms of how you are able to grow that wealth much faster, I think, in large chunks. The chunks are just simply bigger. And then the economies of scale that come down to the management, which you as a lead might get into later. Did you do any passive investing prior to getting into the lead path?
Yeah, it was kind of a progression. The first year I was passive in 2 deals, one in Houston and one in Atlanta. But as I was going along, you know, just kind of learning more, I decided that the lead investor and the legacy opportunity was really the way I wanted to go. And so that after that first year of passive investing, I went ahead and did the lead investing, and I've got, you know, two deals here in Atlanta since that time. But it's a progression, you know, and you're still learning every day on how to do this better or how to do it differently, et cetera. But a lot of options. I'm very grateful that I was able to get a couple of passive investments. You know, if you get trained, et cetera, and you have to execute on it, but sometimes baby steps is the way to get to your ultimate goal.
Well, you as a lead investor, and just to clarify for the listener, as a passive, you are simply putting money into a broader pool for a particular targeted investment, some particular apartment community, and that's all you're doing. You learn how to review the marketing material, it's called the private placement memorandum that tells you about the investment, the returns, et cetera. That's really your homework. That's what you got to do. And then you sit back and you wait for the, what we call mailbox money, to roll in typically quarterly, on apartments. So that's the passive side of things. Now I think as a passive, it's good for you when you do become a lead to see, well, how did I feel? Did I like the way that lead communicated compared to that lead? You take some learnings away from that part of the progression as well, I would say. Let's shift gears just a little bit here. Let's tiptoe into the Atlanta market. Now, we've just got about a minute and a half in this segment, so we'll pick up the balance on the back end of the commercial break. But do you sit squarely in Atlanta? Where are you exactly in Georgia?
Let's see. I am in Roswell, Georgia, which is a little bit north of the city. But Atlanta is pretty much a massive footprint. It's got, I would say, according to Yardi, like over 60 discrete sub-markets. If you looked at like a bullseye target, you know, there's the center is Atlanta City, and then that first ring would be the urban part, then the second ring would be the suburbs, and then a third ring would be what they call secondary markets. These would be cities, not Atlanta, but they have enough scale that they have their own government, their own education and medical facilities, and they kind of stand alone. But they get that Atlanta lift. So the Atlanta market is massive, and it's kind of what I like to refer to as the gateway to the Southeast. And
yeah,
I guess
absolutely.
I can explain that a little bit better on the
yeah,
flip side here.
We'll pick that up on the backside here. It's not unlike Dallas-Fort Worth, I suppose. We've got 100 little cities all packed in around and in between Dallas and Fort Worth, so it's a massive footprint as well with secondary and tertiary markets. So, hey, but how does Atlanta differ? What makes it shine? We'll hear that when we come back.
The other thing I think people hear landlord or property owner, and they think of Donald Trump and other multi-billionaires that own real estate, and that's not who the vast majority of owners across the nation are. The typical owner of a rental property owns just a couple properties, and they're people just like me and you.
You can own single-family houses and apartments, too. We'll show you how. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Join our national network of rental owners.
Warning, listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. I'm joined today by Kevin in Atlanta, Georgia, and we are going to hear about the Atlanta market in this segment. Now, before we get there, I want to give you a website. We talked about the Wealth and Passive Income Expo. Now, Kevin, I did not get a chance to speak with you and your wife directly, but my wife was able to in the big mixer that we had going on there in Irving. This was later in the year this year, obviously due to the pandemic. Normally, we host this in early in the year, early spring. The good news for you that's listening right now is that's going to be coming up already before you know it, about 6 months from now. That's going to be March 17th, 18th, and 19th, 2022. It's going to be back in Houston, Texas. You can go to Lifestyles Unlimited Expo 2022.com if you want to learn more. It's a great place to go to get a lot of the education we've talked about, to meet these investors like Kevin that are operating in maybe farther flung markets. If you're interested in investing in other places, maybe outside of your own, maybe you're on the coast and it doesn't make sense, or maybe you're tapped out in Texas, you want to explore elsewhere, that's a great way to go. Kevin, how did you enjoy the expo this year, by the way?
Oh, it was great. I think we were all overdue. A lot of virtual. The virtual's great, but there is nothing like the energy you get from the from the expo.
Yeah, so, it was a blast.
We went away refreshed. Yeah, charged up, ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, back to Atlanta. So you were just telling us about the kind of the bullseye notion of Atlanta as a market with, the inner city, the primary city in the middle. And then as you go farther out, you're getting into the urban setting, the suburban, and then the exurban, right? The secondary or even tertiary markets. What else would you like to share with us so that we understand a little bit better what's going on in Atlanta?
Sure, certainly. Well, so the way I would describe Atlanta is it's the gateway to the Southeast. There is just a ton of economic energy flowing into the Southeast, and most of it comes through Atlanta, not directly, but indirectly, or we're just caught up in that big wave. So Atlanta has going through it. It has what I call the I-85 corridor. It's an interstate that runs mostly west to east from Atlanta to Charlotte. Charlotte, North Carolina is also another big growing city in that it's connected by that I-85. And so everything in between, including Greenville, South Carolina, that entire corridor is thriving economically with companies coming in, medical facilities being built, et cetera. It's just tons of economic activity. Then coming north, kind of more north and south from Chattanooga to Tampa, the I-75 corridor runs through Atlanta as well. And so there's, again, the infrastructure, the commerce, everything that's flowing into those cities, and they're all anchored by big, prosperous cities that are attracting a lot of economic investment. And then probably I'd be remiss if I didn't mention the Atlanta airport. It's on the southern part of the city. It creates a massive footprint for distribution and logistics type companies. The three of those things combined just, you know, provide that infrastructure, if you will, the footprint for just continued economic growth. So very bullish on Atlanta because of all those drivers we just talked about.
Let me ask you, if I may, in Texas, we see a massive influx of population coming from farther afield, California, New York, you know, the coasts up north. Are you experiencing the same growth in Georgia?
Yeah, people actually choose to live in Atlanta. You know, so some people are here. I'm a transplant myself. And just because of the weather and then, all of the big city amenities, et cetera, in the lifestyle. New York, the East Coast, it just keeps coming south. So we're getting a lot of growth from a lot of different areas. And like I said, most of it's kind of by choice because of the lifestyle and amenities that these cities offer.
Got it. What else do you want to share with us on the market there?
Let's see. It's two things. Just the jobs base, it's really diverse. And it's the kind of jobs base that's been coined that it supports sustainable growth. So I'll just give you the top four here: trade and transportation, professional business services, education and healthcare, and government. Those make up over 70% of the jobs base here in Atlanta, and they're all high-paying jobs, sustainable growth kind of opportunities. So that paints a nice go-forward picture. And then I'll just hit a couple of trends. Rents are up 13% year over year. Occupancy is up to 95%. That's 1% above year over year. We got a nice technology presence. We got Microsoft, Google, Airbnb, all building facilities here in Atlanta next year. I talked about the distribution and logistics. It's just expanding like crazy. We've got the airport that we talked about. And then Amazon is building a lot of fulfillment centers here locally as well. Education, I can't even name all the colleges in Atlanta, but the three biggest ones, Georgia Tech, Georgia State, and Kennesaw, are all growing significantly and attracting the kind of jobs based in the companies that like that, those kind of talent as well. So they're a big contributor. And then finally, healthcare, what we're seeing is it's expanding out into the suburbs. And so the last data I saw is one of four new jobs that are created in the suburbs are the healthcare related. So Atlanta's got a lot of things going for it. And then the trends, I think, are just pushing us forward.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of what you're telling me now is what I'm seeing here, or not here, I'm in Gatlinburg, Tennessee, but when I'm home-based in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas broadly, it's a similar picture. By the way, I am in Tennessee. It's a very, very good market as well. So you are in Atlanta, so you're a local guy there. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about the deals you've gotten into as a lead investor. We know you did a few passive deals, got in as a passive investor, but where are you operating as a syndicator, as a lead?
Okay. Yeah, our first deal was in Carrollton, Georgia. Carrollton's about an hour west. It would be in that third ring. It's a secondary market. It's got its own education footprint with the University of West Georgia. The Carrollton School District is one of the tops in the state. It has a very large regional medical facility there, Tanner Regional Medical Facility. And then it has a pretty diverse job space itself. It has a business park with over 15 or 20 recognizable companies in there. And then the biggest employer there is Southwire. They make electrical harnesses. They're a Fortune 500 award-winning company for, you know, being a great place to work. We liked Carrollton because we thought whatever we do in Carrollton to add value, the economy or the community would support it. So the property we bought, it was a two-property portfolio. You know, given my profile, I wanted to get as close to the end product, meaning a property management company managing the properties for us under our direction as a partner. But I didn't want to totally self-manage, so I needed to get enough scale that I could afford the property management company. So that was 60 units or 62 units. This is what we would call a hybrid deal. It has a yield component and a value component. And I don't know, Andy, if you want to kind of expand on that a little bit, or
sure. Yeah. Well, why don't you tell us what is yield on one end of the spectrum? What is value? Because hybrid sits in the middle. We got about 20 seconds to get into that. We may have to pick it up on the back end, but
no, that's fine.
There's the music. They beat me to it. Let's save that for after the break, because I think it's an important consideration, because that, you know, I, as a passive investor, I have certain selection criteria. Do I want to find a yield play, or do I want to find a value play or hybrid? Good to know what those things mean. So we'll get into that when we get back. Stay tuned.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com. Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm from Dallas-Fort Worth, normally broadcast from Dallas-Fort Worth, coming to you today from Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in the RV bunker. We've been out on the road, and since I'm in the Southeast, I'm joined today by a guest in the Southeast from the gateway, as we've learned, the gateway to the Southeast, which is Atlanta, Georgia, and that is Kevin. He's a lead investor here with Lifestyles Unlimited. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. That's askandy@luinc.com, or go to lifestylesunlimited.com to learn more about us. And you can catch a replay. If you missed any part of the show, go to the radio tab there to catch this show or any other show. We archive those there. So Kevin, we were just talking about your first deal as a syndicator, as a lead, which was in Carrollton, Georgia, which is in that, we learned, in that secondary market area, that third ring around Atlanta. And you were just telling us it was a hybrid deal. Which, if we think about the way a deal performs, or is, I guess, the strategy behind the deal, we have what we call yield plays on one end of the spectrum. We have what we call value plays on the other. Hybrid is in the middle. Tell us, what is a yield and a value play, and maybe why you went in the middle.
Yeah, the yield, we wanted to be able to provide our investors a return, the mailbox money, you know, right off the bat. And then on the other hand, we also didn't think that would be sufficient. That most of the LU investors, or I, when I was a passive investor, I was looking for the value component at the end. So in our case, the plan for us is, well, we purchased a property that was poorly managed, deferred maintenance, et cetera. So it was like a C-minus property. And then the location we were talking about, Carrollton, was actually pretty good. I'd say it was like a B-minus, but it was on the trend. So it was a perfect lineup for the best product, best price, best people LU model. So what we did, the plan was, is we had some exterior capital CapEx to do, but the main part was to renovate the office. The property had an office, but it was abandoned. It was being managed remote. And so you can kind of imagine there wasn't much of a community spirit or the interaction. You know, it was just, you know, it was just very cold and distant. So we renovated the office, put a manager on site, kind of got just created a completely different vibe there. And then for the interior units, as they turned, so when we bought the property, it was 90% occupied. And so we were collecting rents day one. The banks considered the property stabilized, so we're able to get an interest-only loan structure and a good finance package to kind of match our business model. And so that allows us to be able to pay the distributions quarterly right off the bat. We never really had to have a dead period of rental income. But as the units turn, we were able to renovate them and completely reposition the property. So we added vinyl flooring. We added washer dryers in addition to a new appliance package. We changed all the fixtures. We did hardware on the cabinets, changed the toilets to low flow, or so spent money in the kitchen and bathroom where there and added ceiling fans, etc. So the units themselves went from, I would say, C minus to probably a C plus. We are by far the nicest apartments in our little submarket, and that's kind of allowed us to attract the tenants that we or residents that we wanted, in terms of the people that were willing to pay a little bit more for a nicer place. And so we've owned the property for about 2 years now. So the renovations are just about done, exterior, interior. And during that time, we've been paying a quarterly distribution from day one at about a 5% annual clip. And then as of now, probably in 2022, we're repositioned for that sale or refinance. The property's performing very well. We're beginning the benefits of fixing all the deferred maintenance. We have a low operating cost structure, and we continue to be able to push rents because now the package is complete. You drive up to the place, it looks nice. You walk in, and then the units kind of meet your expectations. And then we're, like I said, Carrollton's just growing. And so, we've been able to position ourselves probably the nicest property in our space and are able to get the return from that.
Yeah, that's great. Let me just step in here and I want to unpack a couple of things. So yield play essentially is cash flow, right? You get that out the door if you're doing a yield play. If you're doing 100% yield play, there may be no value component, so you may not be able to create that wealth building angle on the back end, or less so. Value play, by comparison, you may... I got into a deal, Kevin, that is 12, 16, 18 months expected, no payout on the cash flow side, because we're creating value. We're going to really push that wealth component up by really repositioning the community, and that takes some time, and they have to reinvest the proceeds from the rent. So those are the two ends of the spectrum. You went squarely in the middle, so your investors got to enjoy cash flow out the door day one, but they're going to have that back-end value as well. That's important. Going back to your comment earlier about legacy, that's really where you start to build the legacies through that wealth creation, which you then roll into future deals. And so you're investing. I want to also be clear for the listener, we're not targeting these top, if you look around anywhere, Dallas, Fort Worth, where I am, I'm sure in Atlanta, they're building all kinds of new apartments. Those are called Class A. Those are the tippity top. And maybe you go to the very bottom, you got the Class D, kind of scary places. You may don't want to go there. Well, in the middle, you got Class B and Class C. You referred to Class C as, I guess, the predominance in your Carrollton market. And that's what we're looking for. Class B, Class C workforce housing, and we fix it up and put that best product out there for the best price. And hey, sometimes that best price is a little higher than the surrounding communities because of the product, and that's what helps us yield our return. So that's in Carrollton. Let's just take about a minute and a half. What happened? How did you get into your next deal? Where is that?
Okay, same basic plan. We look all over, and this one is actually in Marietta, Georgia. It's another yield play, a similar profile, a C-minus property in a B location, trending up. What we really liked was we're very fortunate to be able to buy in Cobb County. That's where the Atlanta Braves are. And it's just kind of a marquee. It's one of the hottest markets in Atlanta. It's very similar. Poor management, a lot of deferred maintenance. This particular one, we did a little bit on the outside, fixed the parking lot, added a grill area, but the units themselves were really pretty nasty. So we're completely renovating them, we're adding a washer and dryer in C minus, or C properties. There's not a lot of C properties with a washer and dryer in the unit, so that's a great differentiator for us now. And added a dishwasher. It uses PTEX for the heating and cooling, which is a little bit different. But we replaced them and we added some additional ones in the bedrooms with the ceiling fan. So dramatically changed the performance of that product. The units are very clean, very comfortable now, where in the past they were just borderline livable. So
what's the age of that property?
Let's see. Whispering Oaks was, let me get it right here. It was purchased in 65, I think.
Oh, so it's a little bit older. Okay, got it. So you're adding, like you said, you're bringing it up to the modern day, giving it some of those modern day conveniences. When I lived in Columbia, South Carolina, by the way, and rented an apartment, we didn't have a dishwasher either. So, hey, thank you for making life a little bit easier for everyone. That's good to hear. And what you're doing is you're changing lives for your workforce community. And that's a wonderful thing. And I want to use that to pigtail onto my final question. We've just got about a minute and a half or so left. How has Lifestyles Unlimited changed your life, Kevin?
Well, I'd say the first and foremost, it's made me way more hopeful, way more optimistic. I was worried, that I was going to just run out the clock and hopefully, not screw it up too bad along the way. And now it's like, oh man, I got a whole new outlook on it. Time is my friend. The longer I'm in it, the more my investments grow. So I don't really have the financial worries that I had before. So it's just a superior model for retirement alone. And then the opportunity to do something with my family and create that family legacy is just, that's icing on the cake. I wasn't planning for that, but now that it's kind of unfolding, that's the biggest motivator for me in terms of, could really make a much bigger impact with my life than I ever thought I could before.
And that's great. You've got your wife involved, your daughter involved. You mentioned the legacy that you're building for your extended family. To the listener that's listening right now, maybe hasn't decided, should I do this? What would you encourage them to do? What's the next step for them?
Well, I think do your homework. It is a progression. It doesn't happen overnight. Take the time to go to the 2-day, listen to that, take your training, keep learning, but just keep taking that next step forward. And then it's progressive. It kind of accumulates, and pretty soon, all of a sudden, you're well on your way.
Yep, that ball starts rolling. It gets rolling faster and faster. That cash flow snowball, among other things, one of the terms we use. So great advice. The first thing you got to do is take that first step. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com, learn about our free workshop, check out the radio archives. And hey, thank you for joining me today, Kevin. And I thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.